being upset. Being upset about last night was Keilu, a problem in the yeshiva, a problem with the bochurim. Everybody's human. It's a yeshiva full of first year guys. So you can't really have a taina be'etzem on anybody. No, I'm here to explain tonight what I was, to crystallize why I was upset. And I'm coming from a total different angle. It suddenly, the problem magnified to me that we bechlal don't understand the days that we're living through. That we bechlal don't get the message. Nothing to do with the time I yeshiva, nothing to do with anything personal. Poshut, it hit me in the face that I have to sit down and explain, not that I hold that I'm the one that should be giving the musa here, it's negeh to all of us, but there's certain yisaidus that I think everybody has to hear. If you have patience and bear with me, I just want to go through a few yisaidus of the inyan of between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, what we call in English the days of awe. That's klar. They've asked anybody in the room, does he believe that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam? Or if I ask anybody in the room that if somebody came in and told us to bow down to Avodah Zarah, Yarag Val Yavoy, we're willing to, like our grandfathers went to the Kibshon HaEish, or went to the gas chambers with Shema Yisrael, there's nobody in this room that wouldn't do it. It's embedded in us from the Animamins. And as we go look through the Animamin, there's one Animamin that's very, very hard to believe. And the same way we believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim, because there's nobody here in this room that will leave a tzavor to his children that they shouldn't say Kaddish for them. Every person sitting here, Zicha, wants that his children should say Kaddish, and perhaps learn Mishnayis, and perhaps give stocking for them. They believe, everybody believes that was in the Shoma, and there's a life after death, and there's something more important. And you'll find, it's interesting, you'll find the biggest, I wouldn't call them the Rishoyim, but you'd, not the biggest tzaddikim will fight over the Yomud and fight over a Kaddish, because you have to be a Mizaka, you have to be a Schus for his father. Where does that come from? There's a certain emunah in Tchiyas HaMeisim, there's a certain emunah in Schav Einish. But us, on a personal level, it's very hard for us to live with it. With an Ani Mamin, the Amun Shalemish, Haberi Yisbarach, this is one of the 13 Ani Mamin, the same way as I have Ani Mamin that was Torah Ben HaShemayim, and there's a Ribbono Shel Olam Echad Ben Yochid Ki Yechudoi, that he's the one and only. There's the same Ani Mamin, Haberi Yisbarach, Shumai Gemel Toiv L'Shemir Mitzvah, he gives Scha to those who keep his mitzvahs, Umanish La'Evre Mitzvah. And there's such a thing as Schava Oynish, and there's an Oynish for those who do Averis. And it's the same Animamin as the other 12. And punk this Animamin, we have a problem living it. We don't have a problem believing it, we have a problem living it. And living it during the year is one problem. But to live it during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, if I don't live it, it's a very big problem. And I want to give a dogma, the Moridika Gemara. The Gemara in Yuma. Gemara in Yuma. That Reb Zeira had a minug But whoever wronged him, he would walk past the guy in Erev Yom Kippur to give him a chance to ask him mechila, to remind him. You know, some people, we don't remember who we wronged during the year sometimes. And if we see him, it will remind us, oh, him I have to ask mechila from, him I have to call. Right? We go through our cell phone and we see all names of different people. Oh, him I have to call, Taka. Gotta ask him mechila, you know. I pulled the fast one on him. And the Gzeira had this hanhoga of always an Erev Yom Kippur walking past a guy who he felt did him wrong in order that he should ask mechila. The Gemara explains, the Shoyim Achrayim explain why they had this hanhoga, because this hanhoga is a hanhoga of the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? We are taught that we have to be misnaig. Yud Gimel Midas is be'etzem Midas, that we have to be misnaig. We have to act accordingly, the same way as the Ribbono Shel Olam. And as we always scream every day for the last week or two, Kel Mole Rachamim, Kel Melech Rachamim, Misnaig b'chassidus, the Ribbono Shel Olam, his hanhoga, the way he deals with us, is b'chassidus. He goes over the boundary for us. He goes one step further, which he doesn't have to, which is called chassidus, liftim mishuros hadin. So even though he's not b'chuyv to go out of his way that the guy should ask him mechila, but al toiva, misnaig b'chassidus, he went out of his way to make sure Yena asked him mechila. Then the Gemara tells us a story with Rav. Rav have a milsa bahade tabcha. Rav had a certain... he had a run-in with this butcher. La'osa l'kame. He didn't come to Rav to ask him mechila. So on the day of Yom Kippur, Rav says, B'male Yom Kippur Oma Iu. On the Erev of Yom Kippur, he said, "Ezel anola fayusalei. I will go to him and show my face, walk past his store. He'll see me, he'll remember that he did something wrong to me, and he'll ask me for mechila." Poga bei Rav Huna. Rav Huna met him on the way, and he says, "Lehechon ko ozel ma. Where is my master going?" Omalei, so Rav answered him, lefayusei leplanya, to make sure, to be mafayis, to make up with this person, with this butcher. Is Rav Huna said to him, ozel abba lemiktil nafsha, is Rav going to kill someone? I'm sure it's because he held he wasn't going to ask him mechila, and then you're running into a problem. Ozel the komilave. He got up and he went and he stood by the butcher. Have a Yosef a kopole resha. While Rav was walking backwards and forwards, he was chopping up a head of an animal. He was a butcher. Dolly einev chazre. He lifted up his eyes and he saw that Rav was looking at him. Omale, he said to him, "You're Abba'at. You're Rav. Leslie Milse Bahadoch. Go away. I got nothing to do with you." He was mavazim. Just get out of here. He was walking backwards and forwards in front of his store. And he expected him to wake up and smell the coffee. And he said, "You're Rav? Get out of here. Zil, go. Leslie Milse Bahadoch. I got nothing to do with you." Bahadik or Poli Reisha, while he was breaking the bones of the animal head, Ishtamit Garmo Umachir Bekoy Vakatle. A bone shot out, hit him in the throat, and killed him. This is the Gemara. Rav went along, he sat in front of him, went to give him a chance to ask Mechila. He didn't ask Mechila. More, he was Mavazihim, he told him, "Get out of here, I don't know who you are." On the spot, he dropped dead. A bone jumped out and killed him. From this Gemara, Bitzel Katerbiger says, the unbelievable Gemara. There's an hogov during the year, 12 months of the year, 11 months of the year, where every one of us is mechuyev to do tshuva. We always have to do tshuva. That chiyuv of tshuva comes hard to us. We have to go looking for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not so easy. Not so easy. But there comes a point when Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, where the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm going to get closer. I'm coming into town. Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. There's 40 days of Yemei Rotzen between Rosh Chodesh Elul and Yom Kippur. Those are called Yemei Rotzen, Eis Rotzen, special days where the Ribbono Shel Olam is closer. And then there comes a Rosh Hashanah, a Yom HaDin, where everybody's judged, and the Ribbono Shel Olam decides, I'll give you 10 days where you can do real tshuva. Now what's called real tshuva? Real tshuva means that these are days where the Ribbono Shel Olam is passing by the store. He's walking in front of you. He's there to show you that you can catch me in 2 minutes. To the point that your tefillah has a koyach of a minyan. When you daven be yechidus, it's so strong your tefillah that when you say a kapitel tehillim, it's as if you're davening with a full minyan, which normally only a minyan has a koyach of breaking through all the mechitzas that stop your tefillah going up. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, a yochid has a koyach tefillah. It's a eis rotzeh, it's a merdikah zman tefillah. And it's as if the Ribbono Shel Olam is walking in front of you, and he's telling you, I'm here. All you have to do is ask me for mechila. But when we sit there and we carry on doing what we do, and we look up and we say, oh, seriously, make tshuva? Then you're in sakona. Then it's like telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, like the butcher told Rav, get out of here, I don't know who you are. When you do that to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're playing with fire. I came into town. I came to the fires you. I came to ask, to show you, to remind you to ask Mechila. I'm here. Dir Hashem bi motzeh karuv bi yosei karuv, where he's most karuv to. Those are the days of between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I'm standing in front of your storefront. And you carry on doing what you normally do. And you look up. And you say, Zil, get out of here. Leslie Milsa Bahadoch, I've got nothing to do with you. I'll get over it. We'll go through a Yom Kippur, we'll be okay. Just let me carry on doing what I always did. Nothing changes. We'll have to be different during SSMA Chuba. And that's dangerous. Ishtami Gamu Machia. A bone can shoot out and kill him because he was Mechuyev Misa straight away. He wasn't Chayev Misa because he didn't ask Mechila. He was Chayev Misa because Rav walked by and he was Mevazahim. Oh. On the spot. Mavaza. Chil Hashem. You mavaza tam chochum. Chil Hashem. Boom. There's no two ways. Because if you're so close, I'm so close to you, that's how dangerous it is. Mitzadeachot etomer dikarachamim from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he's willing to come down and walk in front of our storefront. He's willing to give us a chance. He's willing to give us Yimei Rachamim where we can. It's easier for us to do tshuva. And he's willing to accept any hero tshuva. Just recognize where I am. Just say hi to me when I'm standing in front of the store. But because we're so close, and because he goes out of his way, he's misnaig b'chassidus. He goes lifnim mishurus hadin, even though we're not worth it. And he comes down and is with us. That's why it's so dangerous. It makes the matzav even bigger sakana. Because if I don't catch the moment, then you're playing with fire. then it's not regular days. Then it's chat, you're telling God straight in the face. Zil, get out of my face! I have nothing to do with you. When I show the Ribbono Shel Olam that I have nothing to do with you, then the key of Misa. Then we're playing with fire. Because the Yomim are so, we can be so close yet so far. And when the fire is so close, it can warm you up, but it can also burn you. To explain this Gemara, let's take a look at the Rambam. Before we go to the Rambam, perhaps, if you got Shari Tshuva in front of you, take a look. In Shah Sheni, page Samach Beis, Yud Dalet. Let's learn it inside, you'll understand what the shtickle, where we're holding. That the fire is so close, it can warm us up. But mitzad sheni, if we don't watch the fire, we're going to get burnt. Ba'aseres imetshuva, derech ha'chamishi, he talks about different drachim of when, of how to do tshuva. So the Derech HaChamishi is Baser Simei Tshuva. Hayore is Dvar Hashem. Somebody who fears the Dvar Hashem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Liboy Yochil Bekirboy. His heart has to titter. Bedaita when he knows Ki Chol Maisov B'Seifa Nechtovim. All his Maisim are written down. Ube Isahi. And at this point to Alikim Yovi B'Mishpot. Ribbono Shel Olam brings to Mishpot es kol ha'maaseh, al kol ne'elam, anything that's hidden, im toiv or im ra. Ki ha'odom nidoin b'Rosh Hashanah u'gzadin sheloi nechtam b'yom ha'kippurim. A person is dan on Rosh Hashanah and the gzadin is on Yom Kippur. That's when the judge comes out with his psak. U'be'eis asher yeida ha'odom. In the time where a person knows ki yovi es dina lifnei melech bosav adom. You have a judgment whether you're going to sit for 5 years or 10 years. And it's in front of a boss of a dom. You're going to be very nervous. You're going to be scared. The Yoshis Eitzes Benafshis, you're going to go ahead and look for different types of Eitzes, ideas. All different types of ideas, different ways where you can find to try and get out of the mishpat that you're in. V'loisale al ruchi lifnes al yamin v'al smoil. It doesn't even enter your mind to be focused on anything else. Ulis asik b'yesach hafotzov, and to be interested in other things. When you're going for, when it's a shayla, where you're going to sit 5 years or 10 years, is there anybody that's busy doing business at that time? Or is he sitting with the best lawyers? V'lo yashkiach lefateach l'shadeh admosoi. He's not going to go ahead and start worrying about how his fields are doing. V'lo yifne derech kromim. He's not going to go and start thinking about how do I build roads through my vineyard. V'lo yisrape b'yem tzoro. And he's not going to stop B'yom Tzara, on this day of Tzara, Me'hochen Levi, Nosel Kitzvim Yoda, he's not going to try and run away in order to save him, save anything. Come with a bargain, a plea bargain. Epis, work something out. L'chein, ma'noyle ha'yetzin l'folam al'avaydosam ad'orev. Like, these guys are stupid. But they go out and they carry on running their days as if nothing's happened. B'yomim ha'noyroim yimei ha'din v'ha'mishpot. On these days of din and mishpot, they don't even know what's going to be with their mishpot, and life continues as if nothing changed. In fact, it did change for the worse, because that's poshut. Wherever there's a tremendous koyach hakedusha, the sotan is a muridika koyach hatumah. And pumped on the days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the Sotan goes out of his way to make sure that you don't chap around those minutes. Because every minute of these days is worth gold. He'll give you other mitzvahs to take care of. He'll give you other nisyonos, things that you would never have perhaps done in a regular zman. But Aseres Yemei Tshuva, there's a tremendous, tremendous amount of Maisa Sotan to make sure that you don't chap around these golden ategs, these golden days, where each minute is worth kesev azov. Because every minute that you use Laveinus Hashem makes the mishpat on Yom Kippur easier. Take a look, Veroi, three lines from the bottom. Tfiling l'chol yirei l'kim. Anybody who has a shtikel Yerushalayim. L'maid ba'asokov. To lessen his mundane duties that he has to do. V'liyos rayon of nechitim. And his thoughts should be totally involved in the Ribono Shel Olam. V'likvoya bayom v'alayla itim. L'izboided. He has to set times away to be misboided. V'chadorov l'chapish drochum l'kadim ashmer. Get up early in the morning. V'lis asik b'darkei ha'tshuva. V'lish b'ich siach. You got to daven more. This is the time of tefillah. This is the time of tshuva. This is the time where we've got to throw in an extra shtickle learning. Because it's worth double the amount. And it's so easy, yet so hard. This is what I said we made tshuva about. And if you take a look, you might understand the pshat in the Gemara. Why suddenly Yotza Ketzev, that suddenly he was mezalzel in Rav, go from me, on the spot he dropped dead. You take a look at the beginning of Shari Tshuva, on page base, the Da, in base 6, Sif Cotton base, Ki achoyte kashe yis'ache loshu mechatosoi, a person who does averus. And he pushes off doing tshuva. He takes his time. Yichbad olav mo'oid onche kol yoim. He just moisiv the oinish bigger and bigger. Ki hu yodea, because he knows ki yotza ketzev olav. He knows that Rebbeinu Shalom's out for him. V'yesh re'monos, but he has a way, he has a mahalach where he can run away to. Rebbeinu Shalom gave him an open ticket. You can run away from it. You did an avera, no problem. V'amon is the way to run away is tshuva. V'hu oimid b'merdei. And he's still standing in his rebellion. V'hini b'ra'osa, and he's still carrying on doing the same avera over and over and over again. And it's b'yodoi that he could change up. Al kein ra'osa rabo. This is Rabbeinu Yonah explaining the regular, somebody who knows about to do tshuva and doesn't do tshuva. Kal v'chomer, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which is Yemei Rotzon, where the Rabbeinu Shalom is coming down and walking in front of us. Efshi, you'll recognize him. Efshi, you'll get to know him. Now that you recognize him, Efshi, you'll say, Solachti. If she'll throw in an extra 15 minutes of learning, if she has Shemana Esther will be more choshuv. If she, I'm willing to keep my tefillin on another 5 minutes, noch a mitzvah. To hold on to that kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when I say zil, go away. We're playing with fire. The Rambam paskens in Hilchos Tshuva. And everybody knows this halacha. Kishem, she shaitlim zchuyis o'avay odom ba'avay neisav. The same way as the Ribbono Shel Olam weighs the zchusim, the mitzvahs of a person, and his avedas, b'shas, his misa. Kach b'chol shona v'shona, every year, shaitlim avay neis kol echad v'echad in boya olam, in zchuyisav, v'yontav shal Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, the Ribbono Shel Olam weighs up every one of us, his avedas and his mitzvahs. Mishen im tzadik, Nechtem L'chai. Who he finds a tzaddik, which in Posh Pshat is he's got more mitzvahs in Averu. Nechtem L'chai. Mishanim's a Rosha. Who's a Rosha? On the spot. Nechtem L'misa. V'abeinoini. Somebody who's in the middle somewhere. Toilo Moise Adyema Kippurim. He's on the pending till Yom Kippur. In also tshuva, nechtem l'chaim. If he did tshuva, yetzchaim. Nimlav, nechtem l'misa. Now, l'chura, this Rambam is very, very shver. Because l'chura, we said, the Rambam explains before, I'm not going to go through all the Rambams, that when you weigh, is mitzvahs against averus. So why does the Rambam say, beinoni, he's taller if he does tshuva? What does he have to do tshuva for? Let him do one more mitzvah, and he takes that mitzvah, puts it on the weight. He now becomes a tzaddik, because he's got more mitzvahs than averus, and he's okay. Why does the Rambam say im also tshuva? What does he have to do tshuva about? What's up with tshuva? And if you put on a pair of tefillin, and if I did a mitzvah, it's not good enough. All the Achroinim ask this Shaila. Everybody gives a different pshat. The Bitzel, the Bitzel's a Talmud, is a whole long pshat to explain. The Avada, the Rambam says, the Rambam paskens somewhere else. I'm not going to give you now a share Klali and Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam paskens that we can't tell the shavius, the worth of an avera on a mitzvah. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam can weigh up what's considered a big mitzvah, small mitzvah. One mitzvah overcomes a few averas, or one avera takes care of everything. That we don't know. But one thing we do know, that the mitzvah hayoim of Aseres Yemei Tshuva is to do tshuva. And if I don't do tshuva, then you mevaze the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's chilul Hashem. The nechtam l'misa. That overweighs a lot of things. When the Ribbono Shel Olam is walking by and he comes down, dirsha Hashem b'motzoi, he's here, he's with us. B'yosei korov, he's right next to us. And we don't chaparayim, and we don't catch the opportunity. I mean, all we do is look up and say, what are you doing here? Then it's Dva Hashem Bozo, Yom Vazel Ribbono Shel Olam, Chil Hashem, Chilul Hashem says the Gemara, Afilu Yom Kippur's Bishmacha. Mises Macha. Because the mitzvah Hayoim, every mitzvah that we do today goes with Hilchos Tshuva. It's like going through a Rosh Hashanah not blowing shofar. The mitzvah Hayoim we didn't keep. It's Gedavon. You could have all the chumras. You missed out. You missed the boat. The mitzvah Hayoim is Tkiyah Shofar. I can go through an aseres who made tshuva. I can add on mitzvahs. But if I didn't do tshuva, I missed the boat. The mitzvah. And tshuva means, pshat, is going back to the Rebbein Shlomo, getting closer. He walked into town, recognize him. Say hi. And what's pshat saying hi? Saying hi means I change my anhoga. I'm different. The king's in town. When I'm standing next to the fire, I'm careful. When I walk, when I stand, don't get burnt. The Rebbein Shlomo came into town. Misnaig b'chassidus. He went out of his way to give us a chance, make it easier for us. And all we have to do is turn around and tell the Rebbein Shlomo, I want to. I want to. It's hard for me. I can't change overnight. But I want to. I want to have your kirva. I want to get close to you. Yismach leiv. Who are the ones who are be'emes happy? Who are besimcha? Mevakshei Hashem. The ones who are mevakish. The ones who seek the Ribono Shel Olam. That's all he wants from us. He didn't expect us to wipe off the slate clean. He might be able to do it. We can't do it at this point. We've got too many Yetzaharas. We're too shakua. We're too entrenched in Olam Hazeh. But at least we can turn out to the Rebbein Shlomo and say, I want. You're in town, I behave differently. I'm not going to spit you in the face. My anhoga, my day in, day out is going to be differently. When I don't do that, then you've got the story of the butcher. Then you get burnt. Then you play with fire. And you're going to turn around and tell me, I make it through every year. So let me read out a chinuch. Unbelievable lashon a chinuch. The chinuch says that one of the biggest chasodim that Rebbeinu Shem gave us is a call of Yom Kippur, where we can do tshuva, and we have a kapara. Yom Kippur's machapa, to a certain extent, on Avedos, Kalos. If we did tshuva, we didn't do tshuva. That the Gemara says, Yitzumah Shel Yom, the actual day is machapa. It makes it a bit less. There's some sort of kapara. He says, what's the chesed in Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Because if he wouldn't give us a Yom Kippur, the Avedos would pile up, and it come to a point after about 3 years that the world will have to get destroyed because it's not shaykh. Because if you just pile up the averas and there's no tshuva and there's no kapara, there's no way that we can exist. There's no shaykh to exist. Therefore, the Rebbeinu Shlomo Berov Chochmosei understood the human nature. He gave us a chance. There's such a thing as a Rosh Hashanah. There's a Yom Kippur. I'll make it easier for you. I'll come down. It's the closest time of the year that you could get to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I'll give you a Yom Kippur. I'll give you a chance where you will have an Isayrus, where you'll wake up and it'll be a shtickle kapara, a shtickle tshuva. That will make it easier. Or else, there's no, the world can't exist. Rav Shach once said, it's a very sharp line. Rav Shach once said, as they once asked him about the Shoah, the Holocaust, what is Pshat? There is no Pshat. We don't understand Pshat, but we can say, Rav Shach once said, that over the years and years and years, the cup filled. And it came to a point when Ismalesor means it was too much. The world had no kiyum. There was too many Averas. Klal Yisrael had left the Ribbono Shel Olam. It was too many years. It came to a point where everything collapsed. Everything collapsed. That's with the Yom Kippurs, Maaseh Simei Tshuvos. But it collapsed. It came to a point where it filled up. No more. You're going to ask me, Derech Roshoim Tzelecha? We find the Derech of Roshoim or Matzliach. You look around and you see people who are not the greatest Shomrei Torah mitzvahs. Oh, they do mitzvahs. And they're Matzliach. On that, the pasuk says, "Umeshalim l'sein of la'avidei." The Ribbono Shel Olam pays up in this world because he doesn't want them to get Olam Haba. And a lot of times, you find that we make it through a Yom Kippur, and we make it through a second Yom Kippur, make it through a third Yom Kippur, and suddenly you hear about different machlas, you hear about car accidents, you hear about tragedies, unbelievable. And we all give answers, derech hateva. We all say, who makes a U-turn on Ocean Avenue? You've got to be really stupid. That's why I heard in America now, after the accident with Reich. Who makes U-turns on Ocean Avenue? That's what he's schmoozing in the mikveh. Who makes U-turns on Ocean Avenue? Idiot! There comes a point, I wouldn't say this normally, but it's Erev Yom Kippur, I say Simei Tshuva, you can say it. Mismaleso. Sometimes there's so many years that we don't knock on the door and the Ribbono Shel Olam gives it to us and we're not there and we say, so you think you get through it? No, you don't. It catches up at the end. Yet we ask a shayla. How come be'emes we don't feel it? Pshat. It's not about pshat. We want to. There's nobody here that doesn't want it. Everybody wants it. Everybody wants it. Everybody wants the kirva to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's nobody here that's sitting in this basic marriage that will say, I don't want it. They'll tell you they have a big yetzahara. They have no bechira. They'll tell you they're too sunken into Olam Hazeh. They'll give you a million different reasons why they can't. But they won't. And how come nothing moves? How come nothing moves? Let's say we are Beinonim. I haven't even discussed what a Rosh is. Let's say we are all Beinonim. That's the way we like to feel about ourselves. We're all Beinonim. And we're Tluim Vaimdim. So if we do Tshuva, Tshuva is such a koyach thing. I said, "Made tshuva. Oh, we made it through." And how come we don't have that hisayrus? We don't feel. We don't feel the days. We know it's a choshev zman tefillah, so we go to the kaisel to daven. Why didn't we go to the kaisel to daven? I'm not quite sure, because the shechina. The Shach once said, "I don't understand." Two people who are learning b'chavrus, the Gemara says, "Shnayim sheyesh v'yesh b'nehem divrei Torah, Shechina Shrui B'neim. The Shechina is there. So you close your Gemara, and you go looking for another Shechina. The Valley Yoiva, Histaklus Ro, Yoiva on the bus with every Avera that you can think of. Vedi Gebetna. When you're sitting by a Gemara, you can daven. Shechina Shrui B'neim. There's a Shechina there. And how come we don't feel it? We want it. And we try and do Umar B'Tzedakah perhaps. And it comes to Yom Kippur, we do get serious. And we try and be mit'amets. We put extra koyches into the tefillah. But nothing stays. Or nothing even starts. Yeah, I get a bit of Yisairus. Wow. Yeah, he said good, but it's not negated to me. What's pshat? So the Rambam says, I'm not going to go through the whole list, but there's 24 things. Arba esed dvorim ha-ma'akivis tshuva. There's 24 things that ma'akivis tshuva. That what? Arba mehem, four of them, is a big avera. Voice echad mehem, en HaKadosh Baruch Hu maspik miyodei lasis tshuva. The Rebbe Shem doesn't give him the chance to do tshuva. You can still do tshuva, don't get me wrong. But it's much harder. En HaKadosh maspik miyodei. Doesn't let him, he's not making it easy for him. He might walk down his street, but he's not stopping in front of his store. I'm not going to go through the whole 24 list. I just want to bring out one or two. Machdis Harabim. What's called Machdis Harabim? Machdis Harabim. Bechlal Avon Zeh included the Machdis Harabim. You make the Rabim do an Avera. Ha Ma'akiv is Harabim Milasois Mitzvah. You Ma'akiv, you keep back the Oilam from doing a Mitzvah. Who lives in such a world? Who's Ma'akev? Who's Ma'akev? Make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. Make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. If your chavrus is waiting for you, and because you didn't turn up for the first half an hour of the Seder, he lost cheshek, and your whole Seder goes down the drain, you're machdis a rabbin. You were Ma'akev, you kept back a rabbin from doing a mitzvah. There's a shachris at 8 o'clock. Zman Krishma, which is l'chatchila, should be saying with Berachas Krishma. And because for shlofen achevra, the olam misses Krishma with brachos, so you will ma'akiv the rabbin from doing a mitzvah, your macht is a rabbin. Eima speaking beyond the last is tshuva. Ribbono Shleim is not walking in front of your store. Echteva Oshuv. We all live in that mentality. Don't let anybody, including myself, don't let anybody think that we don't live in that mentality. Echteva Oshuv. Echteva Oshuv. I'll do an Aveira. I'll do tshuva. Couldn't stop it. Was it Gishmaka Losh and Horala? Was it Gishmaka Taivala? No. Echteva Oshuv. I'll do tshuva. Come Yom Kippur, I'll clap al chet, chaton al vanecho. Be nine Romans. Echte v'oshem, ein ma speaking b'yodeh. And then there's five, he says, noyalim darki tshuva b'nei es. Noyalim means they lock. The Rebbe Yisrael locks the derech of doing tshuva. You sometimes find it. You can talk until you're blue in the face. And the guy doesn't get it. And you'll say, because he's a rangaton in taiva, because he's so fashmutzed. The cop is somewhere else. Noyalim, says the Rambam. The Rebbe Yisrael locked the derech of tshuva. You can still do tshuva. But he made it much harder for you, because he's not interested in you. One of them is Hapoish min ha-tzibur. When the tzibur is doing tshuva, lo yie mohem, he won't be with them. He's not going to be zeicher to tshuva. Because when the tzibur is doing tshuva, when the tzibur is saying Hashem, Hashem, when the tzibur is saying slichas, they're not there. Noyalim! Noyalim darkei tshuva, says the Rambam. Puts a lock. Puts a lock on it. Much harder. Much harder to break through it. Malig ala mitzvahs. What is malig a mitzvah? Mitzvahs on mitzvahs. Who makes mitzvahs on mitzvahs? Kivin shen is bazu be'enov. It's cheap. It became a mavuza. I can wear tzitzis. I can keep my tefillin on until after davening. This bazu be'enov, it's a bizoyan. It gets me sweaty. I can't speak Dvorim B'Telem with them. Nizvazu be'enov, ain't a roid of acharim. He doesn't run after them. On that noyalim. 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 If there's a Kriyas HaTorah and I don't stay for the Kriyas HaTorah and I lock a state, you'll mavaz a Torah. Kidvar Hashem bozo. And on that, the Gemara says, he kores to kores. I'm not even going to translate the word. Vashem bozo. When you're in a shachris and you miss a kriyas HaTorah, you walk out before the Sefer Targa, Vashem bozo. For $25 an hour, you'd be here for kriyas HaTorah. For $25, you'd keep your tefillin on till after Kavel Hashem, which is the Iker Halacha. That's Malig ala mitzvahs. It's cheap. Sweaty. I'm in my shorts. I'm not mechuyev betzitzis. Who gehegavon? Then, at the end, he says, Meim chamisha dvorim who oisa behem, ein cheskosir losha behem. There's a chazok, he's never going to do tshuva on it. There's five things. I'm not going through all the five. But one of them is, ha-mistakil ba'arois. Mistakil ba'arois. Mistakil means he's ma'ayan. It doesn't say he sees, ha-roya. Mistakil means he's ma'ayan. He looks well. Be'iyun. Mala al daitoi, says the Rambam, he be'etzem is thinks to himself, shein bekach kolum. There's nothing wrong with it. Shuhu oimer, this is the Rambam. V'chiba al tiyoto, did I do a beer with him? Kirafti etzloi, I was over negia. My name's Shema Negia, right? V'ueni yedeh shere'is ha'naim. He doesn't know that re'is ha'naim of in godl. Is a tremendous avera. The Rambam doesn't always talk about. He talks about an avera, oven godl. She geremes legufon shel arayos. That is the goyrim. On this, the Rambam says, doesn't say if you ate on Yom Kippur, you machal Shabbos. En chos kosher loshem. Al pi chazoki, you're not going to do tshuva. These are from the 24 things that are ma'akivis ha-tshuva. goes Vayta Mem Chamisha Dvarim Oisa Isom. There's five things that if you do them, you'll be nimshach. Not only will you not be able to do tshuva, you'll be nimshach to them. It'll just become second nature. Now he says, Koshin hein lifresh mehem, it's very hard to be purged from them. He talks about Lashon Hara, Baal Machshav Ra, Machshav Rois. But we're not even going to get to Machshav Rois. Esrim v'arba dvarim, ma'akvish tshuva. We want to know why we go through an Aseres Yemei tshuva without even a hero tshuva, without even an achrayas to tshuva. Achrayas means that davening, everybody should be here for davening. V'chol apochus. Look, every minute's gold. A slichas, everybody's here for slichas. When you don't turn up for slichas, you won't pagay in the yeshiva. You won't pagay in the rabbi. You'll pagay in yourself. You've been the butcher. You're playing around with fire. And the shaili is why? Why? How does it happen? How does it happen that you can be 6 hours mushka orangutan in a seriously made tshuva in Fresnum Essen? But Mekoyim is where Mistakil Ba'aroyas the whole time. Not Re'iyah, Mistakil. Be Kumtis in an Alaseres Yemei Tshuva. That's the Shaila. That's why I stand here tonight. How come there's no sensitivity to Alaseres Yemei Tshuva? You walk into a room and your bochus watching a movie. What's the big deal? What do you mean Alaseres Yemei Tshuva? Take a look at Chaya Odom, Chaya Odom writes the lashonus of the way you're supposed to be manning yourself, how you're supposed to behave during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That if you weren't makbid on past paltim, kosher bread, the fire was put on by a goy. Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you're makbid on past Yisrael. We have different anhogas during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. When the king comes into town, when in different matzav, when we don't have that sensitivity, then it's scary. Perhaps you're one from the Esten V'Arab Adon, which are Ma'akif Tshuva, that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want you? He's not even walking past your own store? Do we not chapet sita how much sakona we're in? Where he says a loshen, avol b'chayo. When a person is alive, Oy Makadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Hare Pesach Basuach. And the door's open. You can do tshuva. Ubiyodcha, it's in your hand. Lizkos be'ez a mitzvah, a small mitzvah. You can chap around another main yeshmei rabo, which on that Chazal say, Afilu shivim shana shel gzeira ra, even 70 years. Of a gezeira ra, you can be mevatel it with one omenia hishmei rabo v'kavona. It's not negatos. Zil, go away. I don't know you. One omenia hishmei rabo. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Ubiyodcha lizkos be'ez a mitzvah." You can be mzeicha noch a mitzvah. Another 3 minutes with tefillin. Another 3 minutes, I'm kosher to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ba'ato mitz'atzel ba'atzmecha, and you're a lazy bum. U'mizchayev v'nafshecha. I'll leave that for you to understand the translation. Lochein tzorech kol adam v'fached el atzmo. You've got to be scared for yourself. She'yit amitz b'tshuva. This is where we get stuck. Ba'al yema odam halei b'chol yom, ani meniach tefillin v'tzitzis. Every day I put on tefillin, I put on tzitzis. Umavorich, umispalel. V'imkem vadai, shekaf shel z'chuyis yachria. Of course, the scale of mitzvahs will be machria. I'll have more mitzvahs in Averis. You're forgetting one thing. Misha ain't no leva in Mekan. Somebody who doesn't have a heart says that. Kitzor halachshim, because you've got to think, kama chavilas Averis. How many chavilas? Pekelach. Pekelach and pekelach of Averis you do every day. Dvorim b'teirim, rosh nora, diburim asurim, with every Ava. And then he says, "V'roy l'chol adam shi'kreene b'aseres mitzuva." There's a whole chib on aseres mitzuva. But emes toyisu that they only have to be chayze mitzuva with the big averes of the zora gilaroy shvichas domin chilul shabbos. Chas v'sholem, he says, forget about the big averes. He says we go through millions and millions of averes. See how Shafi says? This is where we all get mixed up. Kaas, yistaklus b'noshim, chanifas, letzonus, dvorim b'telim, divrei masa, matan b'shabas, v'yontav. We don't even know about that. Uv'chol eilu regilim ho'i l'moed. Everybody's used to it. V'afila ha'loindim u'muflogim, even the ones who are sitting and learning. Because you'll see my libim when they'll start thinking what they're up to. Yimtza sherubam nechsholim b'roi ve'ilu. How many pekelach do we have? And here we're sitting backwards and saying, Gewaldig, no problem. Ubitl Talmud Torah keneged kulo. This is a yisayd which we have to know. Ki arochoik min ha-toira, somebody who's rochoik is far away from Torah, rochoik ma'avedas ha-boira. He's far away from avedas ha-boira. Because that's why we say, Hashiveinu avinu l'seiro secho, and then v'korveinu malkin l'avido secho. It starts with Torah. If we're further away from Torah, then we're further away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no doing tshuva when I don't turn up for a first Seder, a second Seder, a night Seder. Doesn't start. Ukefi haribui be'esek ha-Torah, and the fee how much you are marba. You put more into esek ha-Torah, kein yizraba v'yizkarev la'avoido. So you'll get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is where we lose our sensitivity. That ma'akvin is a tshuva. That even while he's there, we don't feel him in town. We don't even feel the fire. To the point that we don't even have the sensitivity of being part of a tzibur to chayza. We machdis harabim. Mistaklis baroyas. It wouldn't be the greatest tshuva if every boch in this yeshiva would stop watching a video or iPod till the after Yom Kippur. And it's not fakerai. Mistaklis baroyas. What's the big deal? When I heard that, that's when I understood we missed the boat. We miss the boat. When we don't have an achrayis to be back for slichas, we miss the boat. I'm not even going into where we go during aseres yemei tshuva. In what makomos hatumah we're in. And how much sakana are we putting ourselves into? Because it's so close yet so far. That's the gabi b'nainim. Let's start with the Rosh. Rosh is Nechta Miyad. You can still do tshuva. What's called the Rosh? So the Gemara says, I ikadarka achrina nikra Rosh. Ikadarka achrina means, if you had a choice of getting from point A to point B, there's two ways of going. and you decided to take the way that there was obstacle preachers on the way. Says the Rashbam, ba'afilu oitzam einov, even if he closes his eyes, nikre rosho. Because you put yourself in a mokim nisoy. So what do? We walk out of a Rosh Hashanah after 2 days of davening. We screamed Hashem Melech. We were mamlich the Ribbono Shel Olam. During our Sesame Tshuva, we stemple ourselves that we're called Roshoyim. And Ikedar Kachrina means opening up a computer. Ikedar Kachrina means not opening up your iPod. All you're telling the Ribbono Shel Olam is Rosha. Sign me down for Rosha. Because I'm not makvid on Arayas. I'm not makvid on Istaklus by Arayas. I don't care what time I go to bed, because it doesn't make a difference. There'll be a minion. There'll be 10 people there for us, for Chazoros Hashatz. You're throwing away gold. Gold! And we sign ourselves off, Russia. On the dotted lines, Russia. Do we understand what we're doing? Will there not become a point in our lives where perhaps the cup might overflow, like the Chinuch says, and when the cup overflows, excuse my French, all hell lets loose, and then suddenly we start running to tzaddikim, and then we start running for brochas, and then the world fell apart, and then we start running to mukubolim for parnosim, for refus and yeshuas. We signed the check. You might not see it now, you might see it later, you might wake up when you're 30, you might wake up when you're 40, when you're 50. Aber yeish din ve yeish dain, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not mevata. Ki hu zernisht. That you have to know from the Ani Mamin. You might not see it straight away, and you might still be young, believing that you'll get away with it. There's no getting away with it. That you have to know. Ani Mamin, the same Ani Mamin that says that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Echad the Yochid, that you believe. You believe in Tchis HaMesim. You believe in Torah and HaShemayim. The same Ani Mamin tells you that in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, if I'm Choysem as a Rosha, Mashalim Lahavidoi. You can translate that yourself. I'm a Furish Apostle. I'm just telling you what the Rambam says, what the Rishonim say. I'm not being any mechadish, any naya chidushim. Let me finish off with a chinuch. What's the inan of Yom Kippur? Meiridik a chinuch. Ribbono Shel Olam, from the chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam, he gave us once a year that he gives us a kapora. Kapora means that if we take a do tshuva, the cup that started filling up goes down. Oh, we still have to do a lot more tshuva. Don't think that, my Zaydi used to say, you punch a wall in, there's two ways of fixing it. You can just like fix it up, but you can tell that there was once a hole. Or you make it really smooth and you paint it out that you can't really tell. That's the emes of tshuva. But there's also a tshuva where we fill up the hole. That's tshuva. It's not 100% tshuva, but it for sure makes the cup go down. And it helps us survive another year. We're living on a survival kit. We don't even realize how much rachamim we're living on. Because the metzias of life is the story with the tabach, the story with the butcher. That's the metzias. And the metzias is, if we go through a Rosh Hashanah to a Yom Kippur, without the sensitivity, you're playing with fire. Let me say, so it comes along, l'chein istavul, l'is'anus boy. Therefore, HaKshvorach, he gave us a Yom Kippur, so this is the chinuch. Therefore, he gave us he was mitzavah, he commanded us, l'is'anus boy. L'fi, listen to this, nekuda. This is, I think, a very important nekuda to the Americanisha culture. Sha'amachel v'amishta, eating and drinking. The yesa hanois chusha mishush, and other hanois of feeling. Yo'oir ha'choyme li moshech achatai v'vachet. Is mo'oir the goof to go off the chet. When I sit down to a six-pack sandwich, and ich fress dort in jeder Nacht, yo'oir ha'tai v'vachet. V'yivatlu tsuros ha'nefesh ha'chokhma. And it's mevatel the tsura of be'etzem yun neshama. You lose your sensitivity. And you lose your sensitivity to be mechapes acha'emes, to go seeking for the truth. Ve'ein roi, therefore, the Rebbeinu Shalom said, yes, you got once a year where you're totally involved in Avodas Hashem. And it's not fitting to come b'yom hadin on Yom HaKippurim in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam b'nefesh chashucha with a darkened soul. The neshama is darkened when I fress against a steak. Forget about kashrus. When I fress v'achaza, the nefesh, the neshama becomes darkened because you're a orangutan, you're mamish involved in gashmias. So you want it, so that he says that Yom Kippur was given as a day of fasting. This way we can get one step above Gashmias. We might be able to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam if we're 24 hours without food. Because food brings you down. Food takes away the sensitivity of the nefesh. When I don't have a sensitivity during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, does anybody think Efshevalich Flechzach in town every night? Oh, I'm so busy worried about my fashtunkene supper that I missed. And I'm looking to be moise nefesh to stand in line for 2 hours to get my fashtunkene sandwich. Is it not a pella that I don't have the sensitivity to be here for slichos? Or to be here for a davening? Or to want to wake up in the morning? Because the nefesh is choysheches, chashucha umurveves b'toich ha'magel ha'mishta. The soul becomes darkened. It can't see the emes, because the gashmis has taken it over. And we want to know why, where's the sensitivity to Aseres Yemei Tshuva? We go and kill it with our own hands. Yom Kippur is one day, but the Ribbono Shel Olam said, the only way I'm going to get you to be korov the Ribbono Shel Olam is to make you fast. Now I'm not coming along telling you to go on a Tanesim, even though in Chazal was brought down, I says, Mei Tshuva, Tzadikim fasted every day. Shivas to Ruchnias during the Sesame Tshuva. Ma'akvin is a Tshuva. Are we from the people that we are so far that even the Ribbono Shel Olam is not coming down to us during our Sesame Tshuva? That we lost all sensitivity, that we're from the people that Ma'akvin is a Tshuva? The Ribbono Shel Olam stops us from doing Tshuva? Because he wants us to be umeshalim the Rishoyim. He wants to pay up the Rishoyim in this world, the Havidoi, to wipe him out in Yenevel. That your children's Kaddish won't make a difference anyway. Mezalzel b'mitzvahs. finish off with a pasuk. The Ribbono Shel Olam is considered to doidi. So there's a pasuk in Kehelas. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Ani Yishenu V'libi Er. Ani Yishenu, I'm sleeping. Klal Yisrael was sleeping. Of a V'libi Er, the Ribbono Shel Olam was awake. He was Marech Af. He was willing to go the extra mile to help us. Kol Doidi Doifik. The Ribbono Shel Olam knocks on the door. Pizchuli, open it up. Achoishi, Rayoshi, Yenoshito, Mosi. These are all lashonos of love that Ribbono Shel Olam tells Klal Yisrael. But what did Klal Yisrael answer back? Toshatiti is katonti. I undressed already. I'm too lazy. I took off the clothes of Torah. Or you can use it as a poshul lashon. Poshatis katonti. I'm lying in bed. I took off all my clothes. Yechgeza charum v'ashegetz. Eichochel b'sheno. Why should I get up? Why should I get dressed? Rochatis raglai. I'm in the shower. Rochatis raglai. I'm washing myself. Eichocha atanfim. How am I going to get dirty again? I'm going to come to the Beis HaMedrash again. I was there for Shacharis. It's enough. Rochas Yisrael, now it's shower time. There's a Seder from 9:30 to 11. Rochas Yisrael, shower time. This is what Klal Yisrael is answering back to Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam says, Kol Doidi Doifuk. I'm knocking on the door. I want to get in. I'm willing to give it to you. And the Klal Yisrael say, Kenisht. I'm too involved in Olam Hazeh. Doidi Sholach Yodei Menachoy. The Ribbono Shel Olam stuck his hand out from a hole in the wall. Efsha, Efsha. Umei Homu Moyeh. Says Klal Yisrael, we were dying to get close to you. This is the way Chazal tights up this pasuk. You can take a look at the pasuk in Kehelas, in She'ashirim. Kamti ani liftoach. I got a hisoyrus. I got a meridik hisoyrus. I decided last night, I'm getting up tomorrow morning. Kamti ani liftoach. I got up to open up the door. L'doini to the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'yodai not fumoir. V'etzboisai moir over al kapos hamanu. Pasuk psha is that my hands are too taken up with gashmius, that they slipped. I couldn't give up Olam Hazeh. When I tried to open that door, the Ribbono Shel Olam put out his hand and said, here you are, chap on to me. And I had the Isairus. May I humble Olai. I was dying to have that kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I had a Isairus tshuva. But I woke up and I said, no, I'm coming here, I'm making a tonight with you, Ribbono Shel Olam. I come with all my taivas. I come with all, everything that I have. That's how I'm going to greet with you. Patachti ani l'doidi, I opened the door. But I opened the door with everything on me. With all my yetzaharas. I was willing to give up anything. V'doidi chomak ova. I opened the door for the Ribbono Shel Olam. I knew he was there. V'doidi chomak. The Ribbono Shel Olam slipped away. He's not around. Bikashtuo. I looked for him. I seeked him. V'loi motasiyo. I didn't find him. Korosiv. I called him. V'loi anani. He didn't answer. Now I'm not quite sure on which part of the pasuk we're holding. But that's for sure. There's a kol doidi doifer. The Ribbono Shel Olam is knocking on the door. In fact, he might not be knocking on the door anymore. He's willing to he put his hand through the window. You know what? You're not opening up the door. Doidi shalach yodim min achor. He stuck his hand out. I'll try. I said to make tshuva. I'll give them a har gosha esayirus. I got up to open up the door. But I got up with my computer. I got up with my iPod. I got up with my taivas achila. I got up with my ben Yehuda. I got up with my rimon. I got up with everything with me. Potachti ani l'doidi. I opened the door to the Ribbono shel Olam. Yeah, I'm here. I'm going to make it for Shachris. The doidi chomak. The Ribbono shel Olam wasn't there. I finished from an Esra and I packed out. Because the Ribbono shel Olam wasn't there. You didn't feel you were davening. I put on tefillin. I didn't feel any kesher with the Ribbono shel Olam. I wore tzitzit. It means nothing to me. Doidi chomak. The Ribbono shel Olam went away. He's not giving you the Isairus, you're not getting the Kedusha from the mitzvahs. Why not? Ma'akvinis ha'tshuva. That's on the tzad, perhaps if we're beinoinim. Be'iikadar ka'achrina. If I have two ways of going down a road, if I have two restaurants to eat by, I can eat in a restaurant that's not so fancy. But I won't be oivon istaklus. It's not such high class food. Shtei drochim lefonai. I could go to sleep without listening to the schmutz from the Schwarzer, without watching a movie before I go to sleep. When my neshama goes upstairs during aseres and made tshuva, the Ribbono shel Olam makes a cheshbon. Avos is there? What's he doing chazara on? What was the last thing he saw, or he did, or he did, before he went to sleep? What's the neshama doing chazara on? Oh, he's from the Esen v'arba dvorim ha-ma'akvin es ha-shtuva. This is from the 24 things that ma'akiv ha-shtuva. No problem, I'll give him back his neshama tomorrow morning. But doidi chomak. I'm not here. I'm not around. I'm not even passing your store to remind you that I'm here. But it's fire. Because when the butcher starts knocking on the animal's head and the bone flies out, that's because he played with fire. We have to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. You have 5 days left. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 4 more days. 4 more days that are worth gold. 4 more days where the fire is so close that if you mess up, you're going to burn. Four more days to show the Ribbono shel Olam, I want to do tshuva. I want to change. These are the highest days of kirva to the Ribbono shel Olam. And I throw it away. Just kill a chayat. Let us be from those who walk into Yom Kippur with kol deidi doifik that the Ribbono shel Olam is knocking on the door to us. Let us not be from those who doidi chomak that the Ribbono shel Olam disappeared. He wasn't there for us. And we live with this dream world that we made it through Yom Kippur and we made it through the year. How much more siyata d'shmai would we have in understanding a shtikl gemara? How much more cheshik would we have? We all want to sit and learn. How come when we come into the base of medish, some of us it goes easier and some of us it's azay shver? After 15, 20 minutes it says, genukshim, ich ken nicht, I can't. There's a new thing called ADD. It's called doidi chomak. The Ribbono shel Olam doesn't want to give you the siyata d'shmaya. He moved out of town. There is no shechina here. Because he knows that you still want to open that door with kuloi, kuloi, kuloi gashmis with me. I'm willing to make a deal with you, God. I'll sit and learn an hour a morning. But But I've got to have my Istaklus Barroyas. I've got to have my iPod. I've got to have my computer. I've got to have my Fresserai in town. I've got to have everything that comes with it. I'm willing to give you an hour for learning. You won't even get the hour. If there's nothing we're going to give up for the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to give up for us. If we want the Ribbono Shel Olam to give for us, we have to give something, a shtickle away. We have to show the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want. You want, I'll give it to you. But the Anhaga has to be different. There has to be a change. There's got to be a 4 days where show me that you're willing to give up. You might not be able to make it through 12 months of the year giving it all up. But if I know that I come to a Yom Kippur and I'm willing to give up and I show the Ribbono Shel Olam something, then perhaps he'll give us the Siyata Dishmaya. That during the year it'll be easy for us to get through the Nisyonos of day in, day out. That the Taka, when we have more Gishmak in learning, it'll be easier to overcome all the Nisyonos that we have. Perhaps the Nisyonos that we have is because we want them. That's what we're davening for. We want it. We want those Nisyonos. We're not willing to give it up. Perhaps if in a sense we make tshuva, we do give it up a bit, and we show the Ribbono Shel Olam we want more ruchnias, then we'll be from the Beinonim, who are tluim v'omdim, not from the Roshoim, but tluim v'omdim, and we come to Yom Kippur, where the Chilchus tshuva is machriya, and that will weigh us over, and with that we'll be b'zoicha, to gma chasima, toiva. Thank you.